Hey, Gabashi guys, it's me, Crystal Love for Jesus, back with another video. I pray you're having a blessed and awesome and wonderful day in the Lord Jesus. And thank you so much for joining me here again today. I really appreciate it. Y'all are amazing and awesome. I'm so glad that y'all are continuing to be encouraged, continuing to live in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be ready to go. Amen. So y'all, We gotta be right with God. We gotta make sure that we are staying focused on Jesus. He gave us these signs in the moon and in the stars and in the heavens to tell us what time we are living in right now. Amen. And what time is it? It is the end times. We are at 12 o'clock. The Lord is saying that there is no more time left, that we are literally on the borrowed time. Remember in the Bible, in the scripture, it says that when the bridegroom was delayed, everybody fell asleep. Amen. There is a delay period coming right now, and that has come. Now the shout is going out. The bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Get up, wake up, hurry. He's coming. Get ready, get ready, get prepared. That is what the Lord is trying to tell us right now. In Acts 2:17, right here, it says there's going to be dreams and visions and the signs and the blood moons and the solar eclipses. It says in the last days, God will pour out. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The sun becomes dark. That's the solar eclipse that we just saw. And the fact that it went over towns of Nineveh, as in the days of the signs of Jonah, the Lord is telling America that they need to repent. They need to put God back into everything because we are one wicked country over here. And the Great Tribulation is coming. So we're going to go ahead and get into this video today that this brother sent me. Thank you so much, brother, for sending and sharing this and being bold. Amen. He had a rapture dream where he was caught up. And this is happening all the time. We have so many dreams and visions that the Lord is sending out. We got hundreds, and people are not even posting videos. We're only seeing such a small percentage. There are so many people getting these dreams and visions that we don't even see. So how crazy is that? Amen. So let's go ahead and get into this video.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I wanted to share another rapture dream that I had not long ago. This dream isn't that long, but it's clear that the Lord is right at the door. I made a drawing of the dream since one of you guys said use your God-given talents or gifts, so I made this picture. It all started when me and other people were in this meadow. It was a sunny day. We were, I believe, eating food because we were at this white patio. After a few moments, I instantly heard an explosion like a firework. I turned my head to where the explosion was coming from. We saw sonic booms in the sky, like about 7 of them, vertically overlapping each other. We all instantly got up from our seats to see what's happening. After a couple of seconds, these human-like beings, which were angels, came down and picked me and a few people up. These angels were tall, like taller than any human being. They were holding us close to them, like hugging us, but gently, to the point you can't feel them. We flew up to the heavens so fast, which I can feel the breeze on my face. I was scared because we were about to reach space. Because personally, I'm scared of space. Because you know we can die in space. You can die for lack of oxygen. And then I woke up. After a week later, me and my brother were walking. I instantly believe what God was telling me in this dream is He is showing me the church where I go to. The church is called Valley, and we usually eat after worship in special occasions. So yeah, get ready, for the Lord is going to Rapture's church, and not many are going. So please warn others, even though you get laughed at or abused or like getting disowned. So yeah, hope to see y'all on the other side. Your brother in Christ, Angel.
Amen. Thank you so much. What a beautiful drawing as well. You are very talented. Amen. Keep on with that work for the Lord. Amen. Whatever talents we have, we need to be using for Jesus Christ. If you have the talent of dancing, you better be dancing for Jesus. You better be working your art for Jesus. You better be using your imagination for Jesus. Amen. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Talking, singing, speaking, you know, everything that you can think of, use that and mold it into what you can do for Christ. Amen. Because He gave you those gifts for a reason, so that you can use them for His glory. Amen. Everything that we have been giving, even being able to sing, is meant for God. It is meant to praise God. Everything is meant to be glorifying the Lord with. Amen. So, y'all, we're going to go ahead and get into some scripture verses here. And thank you so much for that dream. It was very beautiful. And just remember, y'all, there was a gathering, right? And He saw seats and stuff, because we are going to be going about our everyday lives when this happens, okay? We're going to be at the grocery store. We are going to be at work. We are going to be whatever it is. And the other side of things is people are going to be sleeping. It's going to be day or night somewhere. And it's going to happen around the whole entire world. And Jesus said, we're going to read here in Luke chapter 12, starting at verse 35. Guess what it says? Be ready for the Lord's coming, y'all. Be ready for the Lord's coming. Be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in. The moment he arrives and knocks, the servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. What was that? What did I just hear? The servants who are ready and waiting for his return will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. What? Jesus is going to serve us as we sit and eat for those who are ready and waiting for his return. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. Understand this. If a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when you least expect it. Peter asked, Lord, is that illustration just for us or for everyone? The Lord replied, a faithful, sensible servant is one to whom the master can give the responsibility of managing his other household servants and feeding them. If the master returns and finds that the servant has done a good job, there will be a reward. I tell you the truth, the master will put that servant in charge of all he owns. But what if the servant thinks, my master won't be coming back for a while, and he begins beating the other servants, partying, and getting drunk? The master will return unannounced, and unexpected. And he will cut that servant in pieces and banish him with the unbelievers. He will be punished with the unbelievers. This is a believer in Jesus who says the Lord, his master, is not coming back soon. And he goes back into the world. He starts beating his servants, partying, and getting wasted. Come on. How much clearer do you need to see that your conduct and your behavior matters to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you cannot be living whichever way you want and saying that Jesus's blood just covers all of your wickedness? No, it does not. It says in Hebrews that those who do that are trampling on the blood of Jesus, and Jesus is not going to be trampled on. You are not going to trample on the blood of Jesus. It's not happening. You don't get to serve yourself and live a worldly life and be smoking and drinking and partying it up and being wicked and mean and stealing and thieving and all these other crazy things. You have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. The only way you're going to get rid of those sins in your life, the only way you are going to be able to be ready for the rapture, is if you are following Jesus, reading your Bible, repenting of your sins, and staying in the Lord Jesus Christ, and following Jesus and obeying Jesus. You have to obey Jesus to go in the rapture. You have to be obedient to God to go in the rapture. You do not get to be unfaithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and expect to go. Listen to the words of God right here. We're reading it today. Are you getting drunk? Better quit it, because you ain't going. Are you beating people? Are you a wife beater? Are you a husband beater? Let's not just put it to the guys, okay? There's abusive women too out there, isn't there? Gotta get right, y'all. Gotta pay attention to what the Lord's saying. Come on. And a servant who knows what the master wants, but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out those instructions will be severely punished. And a servant who knows what the master wants, but isn't prepared and doesn't carry out those instructions will be severely punished. But someone who does not know and then does something wrong will be punished only lightly. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. When someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. So you see, it matters what we do with our life. We have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ to do whatever God needs us to get done, because he's going to give us the will and the drive to do it. If you keep saying that, oh, I could never possibly get over these addictions, I could never stop doing this, you are denying the power of God, because it's only by the power of God you're going to be delivered. You need to trust in God. You need to pray and ask for deliverance, and you need to want that deliverance. If in the back of your head, you got to be honest, okay? If you're like, Lord, I just love this sin so much, but I hate it at the same time. I'm tired of loving this sin. I don't want to do this. Just, you better be honest. Come on. You're saying that, oh, please help me from this, but it's like, but you want it at the same time. So you got to read the word more. Start learning about God. Start read the Bible more and get start understanding God's heart. Because your brain, God needs to change the way that you're thinking. The closer that you get to Jesus, the more you'll hate sin. So if you are loving your sin, you are not close to Jesus right now, because we want to be transformed to be like Christ. The only way we're going to do that is to spend time with him, read the word, and we don't just automatically feel like doing that either, right? So we have to pray to God, Lord, please give me the desire to read my Bible. Help me to have a fire for God in Jesus' name. You have to pray for that too. Pray for everything. Nothing comes to us on our own. All right, y'all. Amen to that, y'all. I think that's everything for this video. So if you made it to the end of this video, please leave below in the comments, be ready for the Lord's coming. Amen. Be ready for the Lord's coming with some hearts in there. And I love you guys so much. I hope that this video blessed you, encouraged you, getting you on track. And I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye.